Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy Sway Max Sr. here, right back at ya with another edition of the Hammer Fist. Sorry, this one's gonna be so late and so quick, guys. This card, for one, had me scrambling all the way up until the last minute. Of course, then, dad life popped into play, so sorry about that, but I will make it quick enough so that you guys get all the information. And so we can make some money here, man. The fights start here in about 2 hours or so. So definitely still enough time just to listen to this real quick. You can use this hand in hand with my boy Eric's DraftKings cheat sheet. I'm going to do something a little different this week because it's going to be quicker. So I'm going to give you not really my picks. I'll go through the fights like I always do real quick. Then at the end, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about Eric's DraftKings cheat sheet. And then yeah, and then we'll try to make some money here. So without further ado, let's get it. So we've had a bunch of cancellations, switched opponents, etc., etc. I don't have enough time to go through all of the things that have changed. However, I'll start off with we do have 10 fights. So we do have 10 fights. There has been, I think, two or three opponent changes. So that has made one of the fighters, I imagine, is going to be pretty chalky because of pricing. But other than that, nothing too crazy has happened. We did just get one outright cancellation, and then two fights had to switch opponents last minute. So yeah, we have 10 fights. The first fight of the night is going to be Cody Durden versus Chris Gutierrez. And first off the bat, this is the fate of the night for Eric's cheat sheet. So he is the fate of the night for E. And I can see why. I won't be fading him. I'm going light this week. And so I'll probably be playing about 20 lineups this week. So I'll, not super, super, super light, but not like the 50 or 60 that I would like to. But I'll be playing about 20 lineups. I'll probably have him in like one or two. So I won't completely fade him, but I'm pretty much gonna fade him. He's the most expensive fighter on the card at 9,200. He is the minus 305 favorite currently from DraftKings Sportsbook. He's gonna have the more technical skills pretty much everywhere, I think. Technically wise, I mean, if you put these guys in a blender, I don't really think that's the case. But I think if you're just looking at it from a technical aspect, he's gonna have probably the better striking, probably just be a little bit more polished everywhere. But Durden's tough, man. He's real tough. He's going to be more aggressive, especially early. He is going to look for some takedowns and stuff like that too, which is what we like. Hopefully he doesn't get that takedown stuff right away, and then Gutierrez kind of just touches him up, especially with these leg kicks. Leg kicks are going to be crucial in this fight. So I do like both of these guys here. I apologize. I do like Durden here. I'd like Durden here more for tournaments. It does look like, as far as the sheet is concerned, he has him on here too, and we'll talk about that there down towards the end. But yeah, I do like Durden here for tournaments and for just anything pretty much. He is going to be only 7K, so if he does go out here and gets it done, he's going to be optimal. I can guarantee it. I wouldn't overexpose yourself though to him in particular because it is the first fight of the night. We have seen some crazy things on these first fights of the night though, so I mean, I wouldn't be too shocked if something was to happen. But yeah, my pick's gonna be Durden here. Don't be surprised if Gutierrez gets him out of there. So go. I wouldn't. I mean, I it's definitely a fade. But don't be afraid to put him in maybe one lineup or something like that. Next up, we have let's see. We have Vince Cachero going up against Jamal Emmers. Jamal Emmers is the currently the minus 400 favorite. Cachero is, of course, the dog here. Cachero's coming in on super short notice. This is one of those short notice fights. He's also moving up in a weight class. This one's got a small minus 139 inside the distance odds, which means they think it's going to end early a little bit. I think Emmers should style here. And he is going to be my pick here as well at 7,800. I mean, it's going to be hard not to play this guy in pretty much all your lineups. I think the only reason you don't play him is if you're going to hope something dumb happens and you put Vince Cachero in there. But even at 7,800, I mean, if he only gives us 70, he'll probably still be optimal with the fights that we have. We only have 10 fights here, and the pricing is pretty much like there's only two fighters outside that 9K range. So it'll make things pretty interesting. So don't be afraid to go there. And then yeah, next up we have Johnny Munoz going up against Nate Maness. This is a bantamweight fight. and currently Manis is the -137 favorite. This one's gonna be tough to call, man. For DraftKings, I think I'm gonna try to get away with maybe having just a little bit of both of these guys because there's unknown here, and they're both coming in at 7,200. So something's got to give here. Whoever wins here is probably gonna be optimal. It's pretty crazy to say, but I mean they're both 7K, so. Something has got to give here, but I do like Munoz a lot more. So, that's going to be my pick here. I'm pretty sure he has him on. Yep, he's got him on the sheet too. So Munoz is the pick here, but don't be afraid to go with both of these guys. But Munoz is the pick here. Next up, we have Ed Herman versus Gerald Meerschaert. I'm gonna pretty much try to get away with fading both of these guys, to tell you the truth. That's how I'm going to approach it today. I just don't like it for DraftKings. I think this is going to be a great fight. I just think it's going to go three rounds, and I don't think either one of these guys is going to score well. I'll probably have maybe one lineup of each of these guys just in case. But I'll try to get away with not having much of it. I do like Herman more than Meerschaert. Meerschaert just got knocked the fuck out not that long ago. So I do like Herman more for sure. But I'll try to get away with not having either one of these guys. I think it could be a slop fest. We'll see. And then next up, we have Frankie Saenz going up against Jonathan Martinez. This is going to be a good fight, man. And actually, excuse me, I actually do like Jonathan Martinez here. I think he's got some serious upside at that price. Because now we can't really look at the 9Ks. We got to look at those two 9Ks and then some top 8,900s. I could see him outscoring Kevin Holland here. And for that reason, I'll have a little bit of them. I won't have too much of them, but I will have a little bit of them. I just think Frankie Saenz is, he's just been in bad form, man. And dude's been fighting forever, even when he wins, he's not really putting up hundreds or anything like that. And so I just, don't think we need to go there, especially with some of the 7K fighters that we have. I just don't think we really need to go there. But I won't blame you if you take some shots. Next up, we have Trevin Giles going up against Kevin Holland. Kevin Holland is currently the favorite here at boom boom boom. I got it down here somewhere at -225. And sorry, going back, Martinez is the -250 favorite. But yeah, Kevin Holland is the -225 favorite. This fight does have a -148 inside the distance odds. I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with that, because that's that's basically saying that they think Holland's gonna end this early because Trevin Giles doesn't really finish fights. I say that, and he does have. Excuse me, sorry. I say that, and he does have one win back in 2017 by KO. But other than that, I mean, he's 70s, and he's taking L's. I take that back. He's got two KOs. He did put up 133 actually against James Bonavich. So I don't even remember that fight back in 2017. Looked like it was a Nunez Shevchenko fight. I mean, he's probably got some upside there at 7,300. I'll probably change my stance there a little bit after looking at some numbers and looking at some things kind of live here with you guys. And I don't like him too much, to tell you the truth, but I just think this fight in general is one that we can target. If you're going to be playing a bunch of lineups, you definitely want to target this one. There's no doubt, though, that Kevin Holland is going to be the play here. He's 8,900, and he's going to be your pick here. Don't think about it too much, but if you are going to be playing a bunch of lineups, you can definitely throw Trevin Giles in a few for sure. And next up, we do have Bobby Green, my man, going up against Lando Vannata. This is going to be a great fight, man. This is going to be a great fight, but I am going to try to fade it for DraftKings. I just don't think it's going to score too well for DraftKings, but it's going to be a great fight. I just think it goes the distance, and I can't wait to watch it. Vannata is currently the 162 favorite, so betting-wise, if you guys wanted to take some shots on Green as far as just a straight bet, I wouldn't blame you because I'll probably be doing the same. I think he's close to like a +145 or something like that right now. But for DraftKings purposes, I'm gonna try to get away with fading it. And then moving on to the next fight, we got Vicente Luque going up against Randy Brown. And this one's gonna be sneaky. I know people are kind of down on Randy Brown right now, And I can see why, but this one's real sneaky. This one's got a -182 inside the distance prop, so it's probably gonna end early. And I just think this, I love this fight, but I also think it could disappoint. So I'm prepared for it personally to disappoint me. But I just, it's, I mean, this is, I just think it's sneaky because I don't think a lot of people are talking about it. And I just, for one, I really like, I just think Randy Brown is live here, man. I think Randy's live. He's only 7,400. Vicente Luque is 8,800. And I really do think Randy Brown is live. And on the flip side, I think Vicente Luque is both live. And at that score, either one of them, if this fight does end up early and they put up a big score, I think either one of them will be optimal. So I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to have this fight in a lot of your lineups. Next up, we have Jennifer Maia going up against Joanne Calderwood, and this is a women's flyweight fight. Good fight here. Joanne Calderwood is 8,700. Jennifer Maia is coming back at 7,500. Again for DraftKings, fading it. No, I'm not gonna have either one of these girls in either one of my lineups, or in any of my lineups. And that's how I'm gonna approach it. If it gets me, it gets me. But I just don't see this scoring too high. And then on the for the main event here, I told you guys we were gonna fly through this one here. For the main event, we have Edmund Shahbazyan going up against Derek Brunson. Edmund Shahbazyan is 9,100. He's the second most expensive fighter on the card. Should be the most expensive. Derek Brunson is 7,100. Yeah, point blank period. You probably want to get as much Edmund Shahbazyan as you can, and you can afford him. Play some Brunson for some hedge. But this one's got a -345 inside the distance. I usually don't give inside the distance props on main events, but this one is only going to be a 3-round fight. So we're only getting 3 rounds out of this one. And so I mean I think that's interesting here. So we can't just play it like, oh, these guys are gonna fight for 5 rounds and get points that way. So I also wouldn't be mad at you if you wanted to. I don't suggest fading it. I'm not telling you to fade this fight. But if there is any merit to fading a main event fight, it's one that's only 3 rounds because you're not getting those extra 2 rounds, which are very significant as far as points are being scored. But still, it's the last fight of the night. It is going to move the cash line. I can guarantee you that. Shahbazyan is going to be chalky. I can guarantee you that, and I'll have as much of him as I can get. Looks like here, for going off of Eric's cheat sheet, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that real quick because this is going to be a quick pod, so I wanted to give you guys kind of the all-in-one. And we'll be back. Me and E will be back next week. Looks like he does have for his cash, for both his cash and GPP plays. Looks like he does have Edmund Shahbazyan, Kevin Holland, Bobby Green, Jamal Emmers. Says Jamal Emmers is the best value of the slate. Also got Johnny Munoz and Cody Durden. Sorry, took a nice bong rip before before the pod. And then it looks like for his cash core, he's got Edmund Shahbazyan, Joanne Calderwood, and Jamal Emmers. For the GPP core, he's got Edmund Shahbazyan, Kevin Holland, and Jamal Emmers. And for his top GPP fights to target, he's got Shahbazyan, Brunson, Brown, Luque, yes sir, Holland, Giles, yep, Herman, Merchart, yep, and Manes Munoz. And other than that, if you guys wanted to get a physical look at it, you can look at it on his Twitter feed, or on you can catch him in the Discord chat as well. He is Rampage Fan 420 on Twitter. You can find him there. And other than that, man, I'm gonna go ahead and sign off. Let's make some money. It's UFC, I think Apex 5. So yeah, let's get it. Shahbazyan versus Brunson. Peace.